to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It's T. Hopefully everybody can hear me. I think you can. Man, it's my favorite day of the week. It's podcast night. We love whiskey night. That's about four nights a week. Actually, tonight's whiskey night too. Love podcast night. We'll talk about off the wall stuff. Tonight we got some good show for you. We're gonna talk about the Liver King. You know, that turned into other things with Father Fortenberry. But yeah, Liver King got a documentary on Netflix. It's everything you dream it'd be.
I thought you were talking about hockey.
No.
Can we dim the sun? And I'm not talking about a Chinese dish.
I read the notes.
And then old Trump's done. He's claimed a palace in the sky, and that doesn't mean he's headed to heaven. Father Fortenberry, how are you this evening?
Good. I'm just thinking about this dim sun and Liver King. That's one of the funniest episodes that I recall.
We had
several comments about that.
Turn me on too.
So you know what? Yeah. I'm sitting here drinking some of this not very delicious. What is that? Second glance. The first one was great. It was a store pick. It was delicious.
This leaves a lot
to desire.
Gary's with us like a lot now.
Yeah, I'm baseball's over. So you know,
last night
I've been unburdened by what has been.
Oh,
and now I'm here on the patio. But yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm trying to be here more often.
The bourbon nerd.
What's up?
He lives on the patio.
Hey, I want to thank Wes and our friends from Anheuser-Busch for delivering this
friends. Have you opened it yet?
Bud Apple.
And our friends at Buffalo Trace.
And then special guest tonight, Brother Fortenberry from YouTube. Fortenberry, how's it going, Brother Fortenberry?
Oh, it's going great. Glad to be here. Always enjoy my time here.
You enjoy your time. Everybody enjoys their time on the patio. Welcome to the patio. We hope you enjoy your time here on the patio.
That's not as bad as I thought it would be.
I can't keep
it's a festive beer.
Festive?
Like,
is that your first sip?
Thanksgiving
I've had the peach.
Beer.
I've had the peach.
Push out. I like it better than peach.
It's a Thanksgiving
beer. Yeah, I like it better than peach,
if
too.
I remember right.
Oh, that's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good golf beer.
You know what it reminds me of, though? Mm-hmm. Reminds me of the
apples.
White Claws.
Because ain't no laws
when you drink Claws.
It don't taste like beer. It doesn't taste like apple beer. It tastes like a White Claw kind of.
It does.
And ain't no laws when you're drinking the
when
claws,
you're on the
right,
claws.
Gary?
That is 100%.
Actually, this is probably Gary's type of beer. It tastes nothing like beer.
It tastes exactly like beer. I can taste it.
Oh, Gary,
it's quite hoppy.
Gary's going to butt chug it. He's
hoppy.
Hoppy.
It's quite hoppy with apple hops.
Our screen is balanced by Fortenberry. We have one in the corner that I keep moving around.
And one we're like the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
probably in the wrong direction or something. But anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday night. It's Hump Day. We've had an awesome week so far.
The weather's
looking good. We got some stuff coming up this weekend. We will be at a bottle share. At least some of us will. Wes is going to join us Marty and I at the bottle share at a Bourbon Legends house. Daniel Beasley. We're going to be over there. We're going to try to do a little interview with him beforehand. It may or may not work. We'll see. I've been wanting to do this for a while. We'll see if it works out. We will see if it works out. Netflix just added the Liver King documentary. And Jamie, it's everything you hoped it would be and more.
Is it?
Yep.
So backtrack. Those that were not fans of the show before, you know, what were you thinking? But well, we did an episode about the Liver King, and the rails went off immediately.
Well, when I got to this part, and it's actually, there's a line in this article I'm about to read that'll take us back there. So it's called Untold, the Liver King, a documentary about American influencer Brian Johnson, a.k.a. the Liver King.
Liver King.
Liver he built alone. An online business empire by devouring raw meat. Yes, we said it's raw meat, promoting the virtues of ancestral living. But then it turned out he was on steroids.
Yeah, that's wrong.
He was known for eating vegetables. He said, why eat vegetables when you can eat testicles? And that, my friend, is the what drove us off the rails.
So
1 year ago, probably 1 year ago.
That's the same motto that Chick on OnlyFans had too, wasn't it?
It was.
I think a lot of them had
that whole business model right there.
Well, I eat vegetables when you test it. The more you know.
So he was taking steroids, but he was still eating raw meat though. He was still, you know.
That's also a slogan now.
I do plan on watching this.
I do plan on watching this
late at night after.
I will watch it. Look, go
maybe
back.
Maybe we should watch it live on YouTube.
Maybe that's live on YouTube. Eating all that raw red meat. You probably got worms too.
So what we need to do, we need to find the Liver King. We need to find the Liver King episode and post a link to it.
So tell me, Terry, how you know about good meat.
You can tell by looking.
So you can tell isn't this a guy who eats the raw the raw eggs?
Raw meat.
Yeah, but he like take a whole egg and just eat it.
But that's not meat.
Raw eggs is easier to explain than raw meat.
No, shell and all.
That'd be kind of rough coming out.
If I'm not mistaken,
can you eat?
No, this is a different guy that does
eats the shell and all.
He just pops the whole thing in the mouth, just eats it.
Jamie, you remember eating raw eggs? Kind of weird. When you were a kid,
I did raw eggs.
Can you digest shell?
When I was in football season, I do raw eggs and I give every morning 2 raw eggs, a glass of milk, I mix together and just drink the whole thing.
That was after your sugar milk.
I usually have raw eggs before it hits the skillet.
Would you add strawberry to your eggs?
No, milk eggs. I just devour the unborn.
You do put milk in your eggs though. I do sour cream. It fluffs.
I do milk. Yeah,
it makes them fluffy. Makes them fluffy. Sour cream in your eggs. When you scramble them.
I've never done sour cream.
Yeah, sour cream has a little flavor, but it also fluffs them up real good.
Why don't eggs taste like chicken? Like everything tastes like chicken except for eggs.
Because it's not chicken yet.
But it's part chicken.
I bet you could cook it a certain way. It tastes like chicken.
Well, it's not an egg. Or it's not chicken. It's ovary.
It's an ovary. Yeah. It's got to be fertilized.
Well, that just makes it sound delicious. I'm going to go to IHOP, Jeff. Give me a plate of them ovaries.
Let me get a plate of chicken ovaries. Hold the fertilized eggs.
Have you ever opened a fertilized egg?
Yeah. No, but
they call them rooster shots.
Is it in India that they eat the fertilized? No,
Philippines.
Philippines?
They call it 100-year-old egg. It's a
100-day.
It's like they call it 100.
Isn't it fermented?
It's like the chicken maybe. Or the is it a chicken egg duck or egg. They do duck egg. Egg? It's a duck egg. Same thing.
I'm thinking of the 100-year of tofu.
Potato.
Duck egg. Look, I have enough trouble shooting them things. Guy, much less digging one out of the ground and eating it raw.
Is a duck egg duck meat?
So does the duck have feathers? Like when you're eating it,
it actually does.
And you're like,
It's really sad. It's really
Is it sad or gross?
I've heard
Balut
some people.
It's what it's called.
Balut.
It's a fertilized duck egg where the embryo has been allowed to develop for a certain period of time before being cooked. And yes, it looks like a little duck.
Nope. I'm good.
It's boiled for 30 minutes. The narrow end of the egg is cracked open and the warm soup inside is slurped out.
You don't boil a potato 30 minutes.
Man, I tell you what, if y'all got a weak stomach, you probably didn't want to come into this. Mike Brock just walked into the.
Mike Brock walked in with a sandwich. You know, like
hearing that makes me think of the Indiana Jones and the.
Let me show you a picture of
Kipper Doom.
What are they eating?
The monkey brains.
The monkey brains and the.
It looks like a walnut.
Yeah. I bet your Liver King can eat those though.
Oh, you know, they bought it 30 minutes.
You know how hungry you'd have to be to go. I think I'm gonna eat that.
So, do you ever think what led people to eating some of this stuff?
Like, who thought to go to the bottom of the ocean and grab a crab and eat it off the bottom of the ocean? You ever thought about that?
No,
here's
a lobster, but it's just a big cockroach.
What about clams and mussels? Who thought that slimy mess? You still
had to go to the bottom of the ocean and get them. Let's swim out here and so go down. Come on, I can hear you talking Gary into it. Gary, there's something down there. Go get it.
There's something down there we can eat.
Yeah, we can eat. Why don't you go get it? I know. I mean, exactly how it played out, but it was Neanderthal. They were like, Gary Neanderthal and father.
Father Neanderthal.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I could hype Jamie up to do it though.
Yeah,
I feel like
I think it'd be the opposite.
I think it'd be the opposite.
I think he'd hype you up.
I don't know.
Bigger and bigger. He'd give you some fermented.
So I used to be the one that. As a kid, they could talk and do everything, like ride the bicycle, ride the unicycle across a rope.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but he'd give you fermented grapes and Poppins. You'd be Gary Poppins.
So, yeah, you would get a big ditch behind our house.
Mm-hmm.
they convinced me that I could jump it on a ramp.
Well, I'm sure you succeeded.
Nope.
Hey, I did a flip.
Like on a bicycle?
Yeah.
So did you visualize it before it happened? You just saw yourself.
They told me that him and Barry were like, yeah, man, you could totally do it. You're the only one of us that could do it. Well, you know, the rest of us can't do it. You can. I'm like, hell yeah.
So that's what your dad got the unicycle from. You broke your bike at his
right.
this was probably 15 foot wide.
Yeah.
It's custom made.
No matter how cool you think it was, it wasn't. It was like his front tire went off the ramp, straight down the ground. He went straight over into the ditch.
You know,
There was so much air.
You didn't have a goose saying, pull up, Maverick, pull up.
Yeah.
He wasn't scared, though.
You didn't bail.
I tell my son, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
But he was mad. Let me tell you, he was mad. Like,
he was going to make it. He just didn't have enough speed.
That's what I was mad about.
They should have hooked you to the truck and pulled you with the truck, and then you'd have had enough speed to make it.
You know what? They should have convinced
you. And then if you didn't make it, it might have really got you.
Marty, they should have convinced you to do it again. They've been like, this time we're going to push it.
Speaking of, one time they threw me on the back of a moving truck.
On the bicycle?
No, on my back. Half my back was gone.
See, the kids today will never get to experience those things.
Remember Creamy Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
So half my skin on my back was gone. The coach, high school coach, grabs me, puts Creamy Jesus on.
Oh, my God.
It burns when you eat skin.
Now, that was Creamy Jesus right there. Creamy Jesus.
Yes.
Global warming. People are so worried about global warming that they are working on experiments to reflect sunlight. They want to put things in the atmosphere to dim the sun. Now, I don't know about y'all.
But why?
Because it's getting hot.
But what are they going to do with all these solar panels? You ain't think about that.
Global warming.
But now, you know there's a natural occurrence that does that, right?
No.
Never. Super volcanoes.
Yeah, there's one about to go off.
Yeah. They do it naturally.
Well, there's also ozone layer.
Yeah. They've been telling us for years that thing would be gone because of our hairspray.
I got my own personal hole.
That our fluorocarbons were going to eat that up, is what they told us.
Yeah.
CFCs, son.
Now everything's CFC free.
Yeah. But that ozone layer is still there.
So Freon, I was in the heat and air industry when all that took place. They changed Freons.
Yeah.
The new Freon did not have the CFCs. You still had to have a license to buy it, though.
Oh, no, they just want to get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what it was, DuPont lost the patent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to the government and pushed for a new version.
So it's like big AC.
It's big AC, yes.
Big AC.
It's just like Big Pharma. Yeah.
Big
Kim. Makes sense.
Big Kim. Maybe we could get part of Big Podcast.
Oh, we could.
We could be part of the big. We could look Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn.
Our friend Joe Rogan.
Our friend Joe Rogan and Theo.
Yeah.
Our friend Theo.
Yeah. We call him V just because we're cool.
We call them combined their the Joe the Rogan.
The Rogan. Rogan. That's two people.
Theo Rogan. That's it. Major U.S. volcano predicted to erupt tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
What segue?
It's going to cause 10,000. They think it could cause 10,000 earthquakes. It's located 300 miles off the coast of Oregon, 5,000 feet below the surface of the Pacific Ocean. It's a mile-wide underwater volcano that is set to erupt tomorrow.
We
should have took our work and went live.
Yeah.
From the bottom of the sea.
From here.
Oh, from here. I don't
want to get close to it.
10,000 earthquakes.
In 2015, when it erupted, it triggered 8,000 earthquakes.
I don't remember that.
Okay, so apparently this isn't that big of a deal.
Okay, so
apparently not.
Mm. I mean, I thought like 2,000 earthquakes, like we're shit's falling.
I was like, yeah, something's gonna fall off into the ocean.
What's that song from that movie, Rent? 5,652,000 earthquakes.
Never seen that movie. No.
I thought you were going to talk about I would walk 5,000 miles.
500 miles.
Now you're dating yourself.
Is it 500 miles?
I've dated myself many times.
Well, did you get lucky?
She's a rock.
Always. She's lucky.
There's a new palace in the sky, folks. I'm not talking about heaven. Trump has secured or gifted a plane, whatever you want to call it. From Qatar. What was the one from Family Guy?
Quahog.
Have you guys seen pictures of this thing?
I have not.
No.
Well, I thought I had.
Does it have a golden toilet? probably has a golden.
You might need to see pictures. Let me see if I can find it. It is lavish. You could, Jamie, I'd live in it. I'd park it right back here on the back
and live. Could me and you fit in
the studio?
Oh yeah, this thing's massive. Let me find the picture.
It's a studio. Studio in the sky.
A studio.
Man, that would be it. So when the world's coming to the end, we will be big podcast. We'll like, be the only one left.
Yeah.
We'll be
today?
The only one left. We'll be circling.
We'll leave the wife and kids be up there flying around a podcast.
But does the landing gear have spinners? That's all I need to know.
Like,
because I'd be like, they still like, spinning. I'd be getting down.
Yes. We ain't never coming down. What you talking about?
I seen a movie. So funny.
He's also so.
I saw snakes on the plane.
That's practically the same genre as Stripes.
So Jake's nephew has his pilot's license. And the kid has got the house. And he took one of the guys that works with us, took him out. They flew across the river. He landed at the one right, airport right on the river, and they came back. I was like, I want to go, but man, I don't know.
I'd do it.
Well, the funniest story I've ever heard you tell was about this, your flight to St. Louis and the fuel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he told me, he said, man, he said, if you fly with me, I had to do some serious calculations.
Please give me your exact weight.
Now, look, I will add about 30 pounds.
That's what I mean. You won't fudge your numbers on, will you?
Now I got it.
I got to have the exact
amount. So this would be, see, we could podcast right from
right now. Oh, we can play some poker, dominoes. Look,
there's like a map up there on the side. Man, there's some lavish. There's a monitor. Yeah, we could podcast from right there. Look at this living room. I'm telling you, this is
that's all lavish.
That looks like a patio.
That's nice.
That's his patio. Look how that's big it. I thought this was a jet.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a jet, but I thought like
I a mean,
jet.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's a,
oh, no,
that's a big jet.
Look at this crap.
That's good Lord.
Jeez. It looks like a cruise ship.
That looks like the USS Enterprise.
My gosh.
I bet it could take you into space. Look at that space there. Holy
like, give to this. What is this going to be called? Air Force Two?
Apparently, they're not. He's going to put it at his library.
It's just called. It's going to be called the Air Force.
Yeah, the Air Force.
Look at that room.
Conference room.
Maybe Trump would. Maybe he was just.
And I like how they had like the little old fashioned throw pillows, just like randomly in place.
I bet you those seats turn into can be beds too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's a recliner. Wow.
All of them recline. So here's the layout.
That does look like a cruise ship.
Bedroom, master bedroom, two master bedrooms.
Oh, master bathroom.
Bathroom.
Private lounge.
Oh geez, bedroom and the bathroom are same width.
Man.
Private office.
Looks like it's pretty easy to join the Mile High Club there.
Just no, you'd still be denied.
I'll still be, yeah.
That Joker got deck plans.
Yeah. I'd get the Mile got a headache club.
I bet you that table spins, too.
Other news. Man, that's pretty impressive right there.
That's fancy. Really
so they just gave him that for
being the coolest guy ever?
For us voting ways that'll help him? Or
I don't know.
Man.
I'm not getting into politics of it. I just know it was pretty impressive.
I
spend enough time.
I would be a dirty politician. I'd be like, get me a jet, baby. They get me a crop duster. I'd vote all kinds of
Jamie,
ways.
Jamie,
if they got you a G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, you would vote however which way they wanted you to.
You know how people make deals under the table? Jamie would live under the table.
So I think kind of lives in that.
Deals over the table, buddy.
They would bring
Tom Black. You hear me?
They would bring.
I will be corrupt.
They would bring it before Congress. But Father Fortenberry, how did you receive money from the Qatari?
And I would say 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, he would say, please define money.
Yes, define money.
Define money.
Define take.
Yeah, I mean, be like, is this how y'all got
it? Yeah. Bill Clinton said, define the word is.
Yes, he did.
Oh man, that was classic. Classic Bill. Thought he was from Arkansas. Bill Clinton. He was a good guy.
Dude, look, he was awesome in the office.
He was.
And Saturday Night Live was great.
He was a player.
Yeah.
Can't be mad at a player.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Exactly. People hated the game.
Look, Tom Black needs to be aware that I will.
He is not above being bought.
Yes, I'm not above bribes. So
he is not.
You will need to be the moral compass of our campaign.
Scientists. Look, I'm all over the place. Can't help myself. Scientists plan to use AI to translate animal noises into human language.
I don't want that.
You don't want to know what your dog's thinking?
No.
What?
I want my dog with your fat ass.
Scientists believe that they can use AI to translate animal noises into human language.
I'm surprised we ain't already there.
Do you really want to know what a cat thinks?
Oh, no.
I'd love to.
At least once. Not my cat, no.
No.
Your cat don't give a damn.
Oh, no. My cats don't. Now, one of them, he's pretty nice, but
he'll still eat you. They say if you die, a cat will eat you within 15 minutes.
They say usually, and small dogs. And I got both of those, so I hope I don't shrink.
Gary's ate up.
Yeah, you've gone about 3 minutes.
3 minutes, I'm done.
Gary trips and stays in the floor too long.
Gary's lucky he falls asleep, don't get bit.
My small dog will eat me and then go poop in the corner.
And look at me while... They say a lab will eventually
eat you
when there's no options if they're starving.
Yeah, they're about to die.
Yeah, they say a Yorkie, cat just
I'd be ate up.
The Yorkie says, I can't wait for that dude to die. Yes. Look at that nose. I'm gonna eat that nose first. Then I'm gonna move to the ears.
Well, they say the cats start on the face.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my cats would do it. Yeah.
Gary, why do your cats hate you?
You seem to be very much convinced. They're always looking at me, contemplating. You know, they're sitting there looking at you, and then the very end of their tail just go back and forth looking at you, and then their eyes go from big to like little small slits.
I hope you do this and fall asleep. Man.
However, my little dog, I open the garage door, she just runs out barking. Oh.
That's why I snore. It scares them away.
She tried to run me away from my house.
Yeah, my dog will attack you at your own house. However, she won't bite you. She just wants you to pet her, but she's gonna attack you.
That's
first.
Not how a small dog gets pet. That's how they get kicked.
She doesn't understand that.
Researchers at SETI have been using statistical analysis and AI since 2020 to understand how sperm whales communicate. Danish scientists have translated pig grunts into actual emotion.
What? Sperm whale and pig grunts. What? Where are we going with this?
Apparently, we can talk to sperm whale.
I watched that the other night.
And you said it puts them in motion?
Mm-hmm. What puts their motion in the ocean?
When you hear a sperm whale grunt, that's all I heard.
Uh-huh. Watch out.
Wes did bring something for us to try this.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's not a sperm whale.
I'll say we do one of them.
Anyway. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. You want to show it off, Marty Bourbon Nerd? We got the Nika Coffee Grain Whiskey. Be a first for us here.
Coffee grain?
It's not really. It's like the way it's brewed.
How you open?
So, coffee. He's going to break the cork.
Oh. I wish I had left it on you.
Is it a screw top?
Yeah, it's a screw top.
I would have never thought that was a screw top.
So this is a bean whiskey.
It does not look like
a bean whiskey.
It's a bean whiskey.
Bean?
Yeah, coffee bean.
It's a Mr. Bean whiskey.
It's got to be a bean whiskey if it's coffee.
I think it's a it's rice whiskey, but I think it's brewed in a coffee.
That's not as dark as I expected.
No,
it's a Japanese whiskey's not normally dark.
So, no, that's true.
I haven't seen any that is.
So is it the coffee grounds taken from the place where the lemurs poop it out? You know, the expensive coffee?
Not like expensive coffee.
Oh, okay. So this
I can pass around.
So you're saying this is Folgers coffee?
Okay, I get
a licorice smell on that one.
Yes, yeah, licorice.
So it's not really coffee.
No, it's not really coffee.
I almost get an amber.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I was really hoping for coffee.
I was too.
No, it's spelled different. Hey.
But if you get a secondary sniff, it gets real sweet.
Yeah, it's real sweet.
What's the proof?
It's not very high. It's not very high. I know. I think it's 94, maybe.
Let me get my glasses on.
Oh, that's pretty soft.
I'm glad it doesn't taste like it.
90.
Can I get an Ambrano nose on the front end?
That's the only thing I can read on it.
Actually, I like the way it tastes.
Mm-hmm. No, I do too. It's easy to drink.
Maybe it's my glass. It smells like Ambrano. You don't get Ambrano?
No, I have my glass that had Buffalo Trace in it.
I get a little Ambrano.
It's good. I like it. Very drinkable.
It's definitely different. Mm-hmm. Very light tasting.
It is very light. But when you go from the heavy
I get coffee
stuff to
on that last
digit taste,
you know, if you go from hazmat to this, you know, it's pretty light.
It is. All right, y'all want to talk about some dumb questions on myself?
Mm-hmm.
If you could meet anyone in the world today, who would you meet?
I already know.
All right, then Gary, you go first. Gary.
Michael Jordan.
He is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do they have to
the
be
greatest
dead?
Ever?
No, they have to be alive.
Michael
they
Jordan.
Oh, okay.
That's why he jumped out there. Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson's a good one too.
Dude,
that bitch quick,
dude.
That bitch quick.
I would fanboy over Mike Tyson.
Michael Jordan is just the greatest. He's a Marty,
you'd,
sniper.
You'd make Jimmy Russell.
Yeah, because I don't meet Freddie.
The two legends of Kentucky. Wes, who would you meet?
You know, I was going to say ridiculous. I'd like to meet Trump.
Just Donald Trump.
I'll buy that.
Brett Trump. Yeah. He would be Fred.
One person in the world today I would want to meet. Boy, Shaquille O'Neal, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cool guy. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
More importantly, this might be Gary. You might have the same answer. Who would you want to play golf with?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger.
Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray. I'd buy that too.
Charles Barkley, man.
I won't play golf with Tiger
with Bill Murray. Like,
no, incredible. Okay.
Can we do that? Right, let's do a golf foursome. Our golf foursome, Life and Patio for golf foursome.
Okay.
John Daly has
John
to
Daly.
John Daly. Daly. Daly.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. It's got to be. And who's
Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan.
There you go.
That's Bird.
No, later. I'd rather have Jordan or Bird.
Yeah.
Jordan, I know, plays golf.
Yeah, Jordan. Yeah, that'd be my foursome.
Can't have Barkley, like though.
Can't have Barkley. Kid rocking there somewhere.
No, not golf. No.
I think so. I don't know how.
Who would you set out of that group to get Kid Rocky in? Mm.
Michael Jordan.
That's what
but you don't like basketball.
Look, I love basketball.
I love Jordan, but I mean.
Yeah, but out of all the people we named.
He'd want Terry Bradshaw.
He probably don't even drink.
Yeah, nobody.
No, Jordan drink.
No, Jordan drink.
I don't want to play with Trump.
Yeah, you wouldn't win. That's for sure.
Jordan also
would win. I wouldn't win. With John Daly and Tiger Woods, we wouldn't win that one either.
No, but you would definitely wouldn't win with Trump, even if you shot better.
No, we'd scramble. I'd scramble. Scrambling with them.
I just drive them around.
I would love to play golf with
Bill Murray. I'd be the designated drinker.
Bill Murray I'd like to talk to Bill Murray for like a couple of hours.
I'd like to be his caddy. I could be his caddy. That would be fun.
Bill Murray would hate you, Jamie. He's pretty liberal.
He'd probably hate me anyway.
We don't talk politics.
Look, I would sit there and I would do all kinds of scenes from the movies, which only Marty would know be Stripes. But
Stripes.
Oh, we'd be talking about the movie the whole time.
No, Marty would be talking about the movie all the time. Marty would be like, Stripes.
Another stupid question. What's some things you're too old to do, but you still enjoy? I feel like as a group, we still think we're 20.
Walking.
I read this question earlier when I was thinking about stuff to talk about tonight, and I'm like, I don't believe we think we're too old to do anything.
We can still do anything. I feel
we ride scooters around and
downhill,
uphill.
I was gonna say ride dirt bikes. I don't need to.
I was doing wheelies.
I don't need to be on one of them.
I fell.
Scooter,
Jamie. Yeah, my church was talking about doing softball, and I was tempted for about three seconds.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Wes.
I can still do that, but I don't.
I can still do it.
I don't really want to.
It wouldn't be pretty.
I've enjoyed now that my son's gotten where he's fully capable of playing catch. Meaning he'll go out there and throw the ball a lot, and you know, everything's going good, and I'll throw and my shoulder just like not today. Yeah. And it just goes straight down or straight up.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one sport that I really feel like I still would want to do knowing I really can't.
Tennis.
I could do that too. I could still do tennis.
You can still play tennis.
But basketball. Like I
played basketball a few years ago.
Man. I know a few years ago, but
I don't think my ankles could handle it. My cankles. I don't think my cankles.
Me and Gary would dominate.
We'd dominate half court, me and Terry.
I told y'all there's a dad's tournament.
You just
full court, ain't it?
You didn't give us any information. You
think it's a dad's tournament.
Yeah, I didn't even show
what is
it. You said crickets. It was crickets.
It was crickets.
I didn't know if it was like dad fist fighting or what.
All right, let's go with this. If you were given the chance to steal something besides money from St. Jude, what would it be, Jamie?
Steal anything I want.
Steal anything
you want.
And you wouldn't get in trouble?
The Bill of Rights.
Well, I didn't say that.
I've
seen
the Bill of Rights.
I was there the other day.
Be like, what's that movie?
I'd steal that plane.
Yes.
Trump just got. I don't know how we.
Right answer.
There's no more answers than that. We would steal that plane. If we kept flying, they couldn't catch us, right? If we just kept flying that mode.
They'd shoot us down, I'm sure.
We need fuel.
I'm like, I'm going to crash this thing if y'all don't refuel me in midair. They're like, all right.
What's the worst TV? I don't watch many advertisements, so I don't know if we can answer this. What's the worst TV advertisement you've seen recently? I know what they are.
Recently?
All them freaking medicine ads.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. They're getting weirder.
A secret complaint I have about commercials is now modern commercials have famous actors in it, and I feel like they're taking the place where up and coming actors don't get to fill those roles and make the way.
You know what it is? It's people that have reached their prime and
retired sports players.
No, it's not. There's still
the worst commercial that's out there right now. I watch it on the channel with all the Law and Order shows and stuff on it. But it's the AIDS drug commercial. They go way more in depth than I really want to go.
I love the original AIDS commercial, the weight loss one. Lose weight with AIDS.
That's terrible, dude.
You don't remember that?
No.
I remember
the AYDES, I think. Is like you lose, but you want to lose weight, get AIDS.
There was a lot of up and coming actors that came up from like that. Yes. Like Corey Feldman or Corey Haim did.
John Goodman was in an AWA root beer commercial. Yeah, years. I mean,
Paul Walker I think was in a Honeycombs commercial.
Paul Walker
was a dentist commercial.
No, he was a
dentist.
Rest in peace, Paul Walker. But yes, I think it was in a Honeycombs commercial.
Okay,
not Paul Wall.
Yeah, not Paul Wall. He's still.
I think that made it all of them.
You saw all the Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Why? Okay.
he saw Fast and Furious in space.
All right, let's see here.
On stripes.
Let's go to chat for a minute. And we'll go on sign out here. St. Jude hates to see me coming. There you go. Space Jam. That'd be cool.
Okay, well, look. Basically what we said.
We have Jordan.
Bill Murray. Mutual of Omaha commercials. I'm with Mutual, you. Yeah. Right.
You know what I miss is the diabetes commercials.
With the guy from Cocoon.
Diabetes. Yeah,
he did. Die.
From diabetes.
Morgan Freeman.
All right. Oh, those are good. That was
he was never in Publisher Clear Now.
That's
a Mandela.
I know.
We ain't talking about McMahon or was it Ed
Vince?
McMahon?
You talking about Vince McMahon?
No, Ed McMahon was in Publishing Clear Now.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Was Ed McMahon in Publisher Clear Now?
Yes, he was.
Is that one of them things you thought happened and it really didn't?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it really happened.
But it did.
It did. Now, even go back. Watch Aaron Brockovich, that movie. She even says Ed McMahon's going to come to my house, the Publishing Clearinghouse.
Yes.
So, that was like a 2002.
We argued about this last time.
So, we are.
Well, a while back, we argued about.
Yeah, a while back. All right. Who we got in here?
We have Chip Adlett, Mike Brock. We will be on probably a little later than 7:30, but we will be on with the Bourbon
DW Legend. On the Facebook, on the Book of Faces.
The Book of Faces.
It will be a contest of which of us is more
corrupt. My man. Look, my man.
Torpedo.
We're going to see who takes the biggest bribe in a competition.
Bourbon School in the house. Ooh, Balut. Yeah, that was bad stuff. Who else we got up here? We got 26 watching. Cats 529, they will be doing their trivia at 8 o'clock tonight. At 8 o'clock central. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, because I'm always willing to jump on it cigar. At 9 o'clock and it's like, yeah, we're done.
Whiskey and Cigars just did 4 picks in 2 days. We're jealous. Russ L in the house.
Silly Yorkie.
Tracy probably left. We weren't whiskey enough.
Lip service crew.
Yeah, we get off in the weeds, real and real. If I could steal something, get away with it, I'd shoplift the Pootie from Sydney Sweeney. Margot Robbie.
You don't think I'm going to argue Sweeney. That one.
Sydney Sweeney's got that look to it.
It reminds me of one of the greatest movies ever, Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang's good.
I love
it. Tang.
I love the scene where the kid's got his music playing and it's no word. He's like... And his dad
goes,
turn it off.
Sada
Kevin Graves from the Facebook world. What's up,
Kevin Graves?
He's like right over
yonder. Like I did my radio voice. Kevin Graves.
He's from Parking.
Kevin Graves on
WPX. Hey, Kevin Graves, join us on the
Parkingite.
Airwaves.
Parking and Parkingites.
106.2 The Jam.
What do you call people from Parkingite? Parkingese?
Parkingese. I think it's Parkingites.
Parkingites. Parkingites.
Parkinson's. All right, here we go. This will be the last question of the night.
Are you Parkinson's or Parkinson's?
And then we're going to hit that button. How could you politely end a conversation with the person who is so annoying?
Walk the away. Irish goodbye.
Bye, which Felicia. Is,
just walk out.
Walk away.
Walk away.
Walk away.
Bye, Felicia.
Speed it in the Irish goodbye. Would they just walk out?
I don't know. Marty, hit that button.
Hey, we got Delta Elevations. Y'all leave parked.
Parking night. It's a parking night.
It's a parking park.
Part of Fortenberry.
Park works. Hi, are you parking night? Parking these. Hey, thanks for watching. As always, huh? What?
Hi, parking sons and daughters.
Parking sons and daughters.
Two parking nights don't make a right.
There you go. Wes, thank you for talking about Wes.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me tonight. Always have fun.
Bourbon nerd.
Hey, thanks for watching. Hit that thumbs up if you don't mind.
Hey, guys, thanks for joining us on the patio. We got a lot of stuff going on. We will be drinking whiskey in a little bit. I promise you we will. And we'd like to hang out with y'all. Hit that like button on your way out. Life the Patio. We out of here.
Outlaw.